Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor of LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we started a brand new series called Alive, where we're looking at the book of Ephesians and this big idea that Jesus makes us new. And I talked about this kind of moment for me where back in the year 2000 that I went to a conference called One Day, and John Piper happened to be there speaking, and he kind of centered around this idea of not wasting your life. And that really stuck with me. And I think for us in this kind of a moment, it's important that we think about how we're not going to waste this crisis. We're not going to waste this season that we are in. It's a season of obviously unrest when it comes to our health with the COVID crisis, a season where there's racial tension that's been highlighted in our country. And all of these are opportunities for the gospel. When you think, just thinking about COVID, you know, there's terrible things that have come up. People have lost loved ones. People have lost their jobs and their careers. And everyone's had to slow down a little bit. And the things that we always thought were essential, I think we've learned they're not essential. And maybe some basic spiritual disciplines like reading the scriptures and prayer have the waterline has kind of moved up on those things, and we've seen the value of those things in our lives. And so what I just don't want us to do is just default back to our old patterns. We want to hold on to the good that God has brought out of this. And so in looking at the background of Paul with the Ephesians, Paul highlights this tension that exists there between the Jews and the Greeks. And of course, those are cultural separations that Paul is speaking to. And he tries to go reason with the Jews in the synagogue. That doesn't go well. So he moves on to the public square and deals more with the Hellenistic culture. And what you see in our country really right now going on is this tension surrounding race. I've got a couple of really good friends, J.D. Greer, who's the president of our National Network of Churches, and Dahati Lewis, who leads the Sin Network, which is kind of the church planting arm. He's the vice president of that for the North America Mission Board. He pastors Blueprint Church in Atlanta. And they got together a couple of years ago and created some curriculum called Undivided. It's really a five-week study around racial reconciliation inside the context of church and ministry. And one of the things that really helped me from their discussion is that at its core, racism is a gospel problem. We talk about the gospel. We say that we're undeniably flawed and unbelievably loved. And so on the one side, the gospel destroys superiority, because if we're all flawed, if we're all sinful, and we all bear the image of God, then that means we come into this world equally, that God views us equally, God loves us equally, and we cannot love others unequally and be a reflection of the kind of love that God has for the world. So the gospel destroys superiority, and at the same time, the gospel destroys inferiority. If Jesus was willing to die for me and my sins, how can I feel inferior to anyone else? So that's at least the starting point of the answer to the problem. And I don't claim that you just sprinkle a little Jesus dust all over everything and it's all good and fine. Not at all. There are definitely issues that cultures have to figure out, and they do over seasons and times and moments. And I feel like our culture is kind of in one of those moments right now. So maybe the problem, the struggles that we have with racism are more than just the gospel answer, but they're certainly not less than the gospel answer. Tony Evans, I thought, had a great comment to the discussion last week. He said, you know, if you change the individual, you change, you can change a family. If you change a family, you can change a community. You change a community, you can change churches. You change churches, then you have the potential to change regions, states, countries in the world. So he just kind of traced it back to that heart level gospel transformation answer. So what Paul does is that he goes and he speaks to Greeks and calls them to Christ, which creates conflict because of the Temple of Diana in their city, and people come and they bring about $8 million worth of Diana idols and products and things like that that were sold alongside her temple there, and they get rid of them. They actually burn them in the city. It's kind of a dramatic moment. And in that, we see that there's fruit. There's public fruit of their decision to follow after Christ. And so what I'm hopeful for and prayerful for us as a church is that as we follow Christ and as we get closer to God, there's public fruit of that, that people can see God's activity in our lives and in our churches and in our families that will potentially bring change to our world. So I'm going to pray for us as we start our day off today, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. Father, thank you that we believe, we know that you have the answer to all of the ills of sin in our world. And so, God, we're trusting in you for those. We're trusting in you for help around the fear that we have around viruses and diseases. God, we're trusting in you for the help that we need, the answers that we need around things like racial tension or in our culture. We're asking you for help for our marriages. God, that even in these days, God, at times we're struggling to walk forward together. We are just saying, God, that we're desperate in our need for you. So now I want to give you the opportunity to take just a second now and pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope that as you walk today, you will, according to the New Testament, walk in a manner worthy of your calling to serve and love other people, and that you'll come back and join us again tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day.